Ciudad de México prometió que habría...
Demonstrators in Mexico City.
A las personas más vulnerables...
They're protesting against rising costs of housing.
The increase in rent and housing prices is negatively affecting us as a local community.
This woman has asked us not to reveal her identity out of fear of reprisal. She says the housing crisis goes beyond increasing prices. After her apartment building signed a deal with the home share company Airbnb, she was given 5 days to move out. She says short notice evictions are becoming commonplace across the city.
This is a matter of human dignity. How can someone come to your home in the evening and say you have 5 days to vacate? What do they expect us to do?
In recent years, Mexico City has seen a large influx of foreign residents. The Mexican capital is now considered one of the top 5 cities in the world for remote workers. And an agreement signed last month between the city and Airbnb seeks to attract even more.
This
is an invitation for workers from the whole world to come live in Mexico City, a city that has it all.
While the mayor's office says the city hasn't seen a causal link between more Airbnb rentals and higher rent prices, activists say a lack of regulation has allowed real estate companies to operate like a cartel.
Why a cartel? Because there is a fight over control of territory. We're talking about an urban war, where people are being forcibly displaced. This is an urban war, and money is winning.
Activists say the formula is simple. As Mexico has sought to attract remote workers with higher purchasing power, it's created more inequality for Mexicans. Protesters here in Mexico City say rent prices are so high, some are finding it hard to find affordable housing at all, pushing many outside the city limits. Residents who feel priced out of their own city are calling on the government to do more to guarantee affordable housing and protect the rights of tenants and homeowners. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.